possibility in me must manifest. Somebody to put their hands and say it's time for me to manifest. Oh, I wish I had somebody to declare it. Somebody say it's time for me to manifest.
For God designed me to do and to be.
I prophesy over you.
You are what God designed you to be. That's what you are.
Speak it over somebody. Tell them, you are, you are.
You are. You are what God designed you to be. You, you, and you. You're what God designed you to be. He created you to be.
Come on, lift your hands and say it with us. You are what God designed me to be. Oh, you are what God designed me to be.
Everything he declared about you. Come on, I need you to nudge your neighbor. Look at somebody and let them know. You are, yes.
You are
what God desires.
You to be.
Hey, everybody prop us out over your head. Say it with great conviction right now. I am.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are what God designed you to be. And for those that don't know this, I got a word for you today. You are to be like Christ and let nobody fool you. You are to be like Christ Jesus. That's why you have to put on the new man, which is created after Christ. And that's what we've been talking about, putting on the new man. And yes, it's a mystery for those that don't get it. It's a mystery for those that don't believe it. But for us who believe the word of God, we act on it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Praise God. We're going to ask Pastor Bell if she would give us a word of prayer. And I'm going to ask Pastor Evangelist Marilyn. See her on here today. I'm going to ask her for a word of inspiration. Whatever scripture or word of inspiration, encourage the body of Christ. But first, we're going to ask Pastor Bell if she would give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Those words really touched my heart. We are what God designed us to be. Just meditate on that. Our scripture I like to share is coming from Colossians, the 3rd chapter and the 10th verse. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to thank you, Father God, for this day, thanking you for the word that we're about to receive. We're thanking you, Father God, for the lessons that Pastor is teaching, putting on Christ, and we have to be renewed in our mind. And Father God, we ask that you will guide us and direct us. Allow your Holy Spirit to open up our hearts to receive the word. And Lord, we ask that you will be with each and every one that have asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with all those that are listening by internet. Lord Jesus, you know what they're going through. You know what they're facing. But we know that you are with them through the situation, Father God. And Lord, we just thanking you for all our listeners and all those who participate, Father God. Continue to bless our pastor in a mighty way. Use him as he teaches the word. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against him or anyone else on this broadcast and anyone that is listening, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you for your word today, Father God. Now, Lord, have your way. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are sick and shut in. Be with those who are going through. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that profound prayer. I'm going to ask Evangelist Pastor. I like to call Evangelist Pastor Marilyn if she's able to give us a word of inspiration. Is she available?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor. Beasley and Pastor Bell. I don't know if this is my phone. I have to be driving at the time. But what I came with is 2 Corinthians 5:21. I pull over. and it says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Some of us, it's so hard to believe that we could be the righteousness of God. Sometimes we can't even think about being the righteousness of God. But because we are his and because we belong to him, he gave that as a gift to us. And so when we receive the fact that God died, gave his only begotten son for our sins, we can believe and trust and walk in the fact that he has given us this gift, and we can know that he has given us the ability to walk without to walk in Christ and be without sin. That is my word.
Amen. Amen. That ought to inspire all of us to know that God made Jesus to be sin for you. It's paid for. The secret is out now. He done paid the bill. So then walk in his righteousness, because he made him to be your sin, so you don't have that anymore. Now, I don't know if your mind received that or not, but it doesn't matter. If your spirit have received that and you walk in that, see, to live the Christian life is to allow Jesus to live his life in us or through us. That's about. God blessed us so that we might bless others. So that's part of what we should be doing, is blessing others, just like she blessed us with that word. Go and tell everybody. Go and tell them in the valley. Tell them on the mountain. But hey, Jesus paid that debt for you. Now, he wants you to live in his righteousness. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that's what this lesson's been about this week. It's about putting on Christ, bless God. That's what we're to do. And let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. You know, I'm always reminded of 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I'll read it out of the King James Version. But this is a scripture to be obedient. It's just like the scripture of Colossians 3 or Galatians 3. It doesn't matter. When he says, if you be risen with Christ, speak those things above where Christ is. Well, that's a scripture of obedience. If you've been raised, and that's a possibility, you may not have been raised with Christ.
All right.
You may not have crucified the flesh, like the Bible says in Romans 6:6. You may not take care of that. But in hope, and we'll get back to Galatians 5:24, but brothers and sisters, these are obedient scriptures. When you see that word, if my people, which are called by my name, and humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. In the Message Bible. And my people, my God's divine people, respond by humbling themselves, praying, seeking my presence, and turning their back on their wicked lives. I'll be there, ready for you. I'll listen from heaven, forgive their sins, and restore their land to health. From now on, I'm alert day and night to the prayers offered at this place. Believe me, I've chosen and sanctified this temple. Amen.
Yeah, you call yourself God, people. You out here bragging about you belong to the Father. Father belongs to you. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And you want folks to call you his people. He says, if you are called by my name. He said, the first thing I want you to do is humble yourself. See, a lot of folks don't like that word. That word humble is a bad word for a lot of so-called Christians. But listen, brothers and sisters, unless you humble yourself, you won't even see this stuff. And matter of fact, the Bible says when you humble yourself, you got to be like a child.
Yeah.
Child don't know. Whatever the mother or the father say do it, they do it. They just, they humble themselves.
Yeah.
And people who understand authority, people who understand leadership, they don't mind humble themselves. But the devil don't want you to humble yourself. He wants you to operate in pride. Oh, I know more than she knows because I got a degree, and I have a master's degree, and I went to school, and I you know, and they show all this work. And they don't humble themselves. But you are never going to understand the things of God unless you humble yourself. Then when you humble yourself, you pray that the enemy stay off you. That's what you got to pray for. Because he don't want you to become like Christ. And then he said, then you began to seek my face. That word seek is that same word that he that seeketh for a wife, that same one, or he that seeketh to allow something in the New Testament. It means you're looking for something that has been lost. That's what that word seek means. So you have to seek his face. And it's okay.
Amen.
A lot of people say, oh, well, you can't see God. Seek his face and watch you'll find him. But when you do, the only way you're going to find him is in his word. That's what it says in Colossians 3. And I'm going to show y'all that. In Colossians 3, I think it was 1 and 2, he tells we have that right to do that. When you read Colossians 3, I want to say it's the first and second verses, but it says something like, if you then be risen. See that word if? 538 times there's a possibility you may and may not. So he says, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Sit your affection on things that, and not on the things of the earth. I like that word, and not on the things of the earth. Why? Because you are dead. You dead. Gone and kill it. Gone and crucify that flesh. Give it a decent burial and move on. You know, and he said, why? Because your life is hidden with Christ in God. See, when you humble yourself, you're going to crucify the flesh. That's for sure. The only people that don't want to crucify the flesh is those that want to walk in pride. But let's look at a scripture that we stopped on yesterday I thought was real interesting. Over there in the book of Galatians 3:27, it says this. In Galatians 3:27. Well, 26 says, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now, it says in Christ, meaning in the spirit. We all God's children in the spirit. I said, what? He said, yeah, my children are those that's in the spirit because I am the spirit. And they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. I said, wow, I've never seen that. But these are people who walk after faith. These are children. And the 27th verse says this, for as many as you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. By faith in Christ, you are in direct relationship with God. Your baptism in Christ is not just washing you up for a fresh start. It also involves dressing you in an adult faith wardrobe. Christ's life, the fulfillment of God's original promise. Amen.
Yeah. You want to know if you're Christ, then put on Abraham's seed. If you want to know you have been, are you putting on Christ? Well, if you have went through the spiritual baptism, listen, brothers and sisters, I know this is deep and it's a hard word. Everybody can't receive it. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't you wait till you die to put on the incorruptible. Don't do that.
All right.
Don't let folks tell you, oh, well, when you died, you put on the incorruptible. No, that is not true. You put on the incorruptible here.
Yeah.
You put it in your spirit. Remember, you get born again, not of the corruptible seed, but the incorruptible seed. See, if you truly get born again, it's not about feeling. It's about what you have put on. Simply saying this, you are to be born again by the incorruptible seed. So once that takes place, then you have put on the incorruptible. Satan don't want you to know this. I'm going to tell you right now. The last thing Satan wants you to do is find out that you can put on the incorruptible here. Yeah, you can do that. You can put on the incorruptible here. Let me show you. You can put on the incorruptible here. We know why? Because you have crucified the flesh. Okay? That's why you know you can put on the incorruptible here. I remember going to funerals, and they would use this same scripture all the time. And they would tell people, when then you get over there and you have put on the incorruptible, that would be a lie. You don't do that over there. There's no scripture that support that. That's man's doctrine. That's man's religion. You put on the incorruptible here. But now, let me be careful to tell you this. This revelation knowledge. So your average preacher won't tell you that. Because that's what say for some of these sermons that they preach in churches. That when you get over there, you put the incorruptible. And when you have swallowed up death. No, death. You get advantage over death here.
All right.
I'm going to take my time and say this. You see, the law of sin and death can't hold you any longer. It can't hold your spirit. Not yours.
Thank you, Lord.
That's not for
Thank
you. You have passed from death unto life. Oh, really?
Thank you, Lord.
When did I do that? When you crucified the flesh? You only have to die once. I don't know why people think you got to die 20 and 30 times or two or three times. You only die once. After that, the judgment. So we're being judged right now. You know why? Because we have put on Christ, bless God. You put on Christ. So as far as God is concerned, he see you through Christ. That's how he see you. The law have nothing to do with you anymore. You're walking by the Spirit of God.
Thank you.
Oh, do I need to show you this? Do I need to go to Romans 8:1? I'll be real happy to do that. I don't mind doing that for you. I'll do that for you today. Since you want to just be blessed, I'm gonna bless you today. Romans 8, I'm going to have Pastor read it out of the Messenger. I just want you all to know, when God puts something in my spirit, I may have to rock it for a few days, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do it, because the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Hear that, no condemnation. To who? To them which are in Christ Jesus. Those that are put on Christ. You're not walking after the flesh, but after the spirit. How you know? Because you're seeking those things above and not on things beneath. The Bible says, for the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. You free from death? You free.
Thank you,
well, you got to die. They lying. You ain't got to die. You going to pass from life unto eternity.
Thank you.
That's why Jesus told Martha, so you'll never die. If you believe in me, you'll never die. You'll pass from life unto eternity. I don't know if anybody understands how important that is. That's very important. But Pastor, go ahead on and read that. Romans 8:1-2.
All right. From the Message Bible. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, that fatal dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ's being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, bringing you from a faded lifetime of brutal training at the hands of sin and death. Amen.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you right now, you might well get out around them negative folks who don't see you, because they're going to only see you. However you met them or left them, that's the only way they're going to ever see you. They're going to see you in the flesh. So you don't need to even listen to them, to those dipsticks. You don't even listen to them. You need to get away from that, because they're not judging you. And then I'm going to go here and show you in 1 Corinthians 15 and 59, too, because I want you to see. You can actually put on the Spirit of God on that flesh, because it's dead. But anyway, if you, or not everybody, but those who are believers in Christ Jesus, that's the Spirit. For those that are believers in Christ Jesus, you can no longer be condemned by your friends, by your family, by those that are on Facebook or Twitter or whoever, Instagram. You ain't going to be condemned by them, because they're going to just write little notes and tell you they remember when you was this and they're going to remember when you was that. And especially some of them folks close by you that have been around you all your life for 20 and 30 years, they don't realize you actually really got saved last night. You know, they don't know that. They know you was attending church. They know you've been singing in the choir. They know a lot of that stuff. But they don't know that you actually got saved, that you actually took off the old man and put the new man on. They wasn't there at that moment. They don't know about that. They hadn't got that revelation yet. And so it's kind of like up to you to tell them, you know, speak that thing. Those who are believers in Christ Jesus can no longer be condemned, the Bible says. The standard of the Spirit who give us life through Christ Jesus, that set us free. You're free.
Hallelujah.
From the standard of the world. You got to know that. And death. You're free from death. Okay? So somebody say, oh, well, I don't know what that preacher talking about. Tell them to read the Bible. It's right there. You are free from death. So sin and death have no more dominion over you. You know why? Because you've been risen with Christ. Death don't have nothing over on Christ. Just like death don't have nothing on you. But the key is, you got to believe this stuff. You know, and to believe it means you got to act on it. You know? So when you acting on this stuff, then you know that it's true. That's when you're going to find out, wow, it is true. That death has no more power over me. That's when you know you got the victory, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Let me go back and read this. Over in 1 Corinthians, I think it's 15 and 23. I could go with 52, but I'm just going to start at 53. It says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. That's now. So what that means when you're going to put on incorruptible, incorruption, that's the word of God. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass. The saying is written, death, where is your swallowed up in victory? O death, where is thy stain? O grave, where is thy victory? See, the grave ain't gonna have no victory over you.
Hallelujah.
I said it ain't gonna have no, you don't have to worry about no grave covering you. You're gonna pass from life unto eternity. So Paul said, I thank be to God, which gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we get the victory right here. That's the real victory, when you can bypass death. Read that at the Messenger Bible, Pastor.
Amen. Okay. On single from that trumpet, on signal I'm sorry, from that trumpet from heaven. The dead will be up and out of their graves beyond the reach of death, never to die again. At the same moment and in the same way will all be changed. In the resurrection scheme of things, this has to happen. Everything perishable taken off the shelves and replaced by the imperishable. This mortal replaced by immortality. I'm sorry. Then the saying will come true. Death swallowed up by triumphant. Who got the last word, O death? O death, who's afraid of you now? It was sin that made death so frightening, and law code guilt that gave sin its leverage, its destructive power. But now, in a single victorious stroke of life, all three, sin, guilt, death, are gone. The gift of our Master Jesus Christ. Thank God. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 58, too, from the Message Bible. With all this going on for us, my dear friend, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you can't see this in the spirit, you're going to have to talk to God.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say, but you're going to have to just stay there until he's sure to you. But he wants you to know, you don't wait till you die physically and go over there. No, you only have to die one time. Man, when I read that and I done crucified the flesh, I'm dead and I'm alive in Christ. That's real.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We're at the point now where if anybody have any comments on anything, I don't want to mislead anybody, but when I say that, I want you to know we're talking about the subject matter at hand. So, because I don't know anybody just run off on a bunch of stuff like they did that one day. Pastor, you said if you had anything to say, well, I'm talking about pertaining to the lesson. Now, on Thursday, you be thankful for whatever. But when we're talking about the lesson, we're talking about something that may have been said today or a scripture. Like Pastor, she just said, let me go on and read 58. I had one sister tell me this yesterday. She said, you know what? She was reading Evangelist Ursula. She was reading yesterday, and she says, you know, I wanted to go to the scripture before and the scripture after. Well, that's fine. But at the end of the broadcast, then you say, you know what, I noticed this in verse 53, and I noticed this in verse 59, and that blessed me, so I just want to bless everybody. See, that's the way that works. But anybody have anything pertaining to the day, anything? I think Pastor Evangelist Marilyn, that she brought out 2 Corinthians 5:21, because a lot of people, they don't believe that, but God done paid that price. He ain't paying it no more. So either you accept the fact that he done dealt with the sin or you don't. He dealt with it. It's over. As far as believers are concerned, now those that have not died, oh, yeah, you got lots to worry about. You really in trouble. You got to figure out a way to pay for your sin, and there is no other way.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody.
God, praise God.
Anyone.
Pastor, I'd like to read 1 Peter 1 and verse 23, it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. And
awesome.
So from the message, Bible, it says your new life is not like your old. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Amen.
Yeah. See, when you get born, thank you, Pastor, for bringing it out. That's what we're saying. When you get born again of the incorruptible seed, see, you have put on. You have put on. You have put on.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. You have
Amen.
Put on the incorruption. Mm-hmm. And guess what? When you put that on, that's going to be forever.
Yes. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Sir.
Forever.
Forever. Yes.
So as you go through the gates, I like to use this analogy because I can go through the gates now. I bypass the ticket, and not the ticket. I bypass the gates. I bypass all that stuff. I go straight to the private part where a lot of VIPs go. I'm not sending them long lines. Woo! Man, when I learned how to do that one,
I bypass all that.
Well, that's the way death is going to be. People who really in Christ, man, you're going to bypass that long line.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
If you ever been to the airport on a holiday and they got that long line, trust me.
Yeah.
When you got to go through security and you can bypass all that, you appreciate it on the other end. I promise you, you do. That's some kind of idea that God's going to let us bypass death. You ain't got to deal with death. You've already dealt with it.
Hallelujah.
You're in
Christ.
Christ ain't going to die no more. And for those that said the resurrection is past, they lying.
All right.
Yeah, if you be risen with Christ. See, the if means you may not have been risen with him. You might have just joined the church. You might have just had a couple of good songs or a few experiences.
All
like
right.
Bump your head on something. I'm sorry. Y'all pray for me. But, you know, it's a lot of folks that done bumped their head. And they say, ooh, I got the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I could tell y'all some real interesting stories. But people don't. Here's why people perish. Here's why people die. For the lack of knowledge. That's why you get more knowledge, more knowledge, more knowledge. That's what this is about. Not hooping, not hollering. No, this is about knowledge. Having the knowledge that God have given us to be like him.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. You know, when you got born again, when you put on that incorruptible seed, what is that? The word of God. That's why I take the word of God every day, all day. Give me that word. Let me put that word in me. Because, see, when I do that, I'm identifying with Christ because Christ is the word made flesh.
Amen.
And we're flesh made like the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Okay. Well, we thank Brother Robinson for being on today as well. And we thank all you guys, but I wanted to point out him, along with Pastor Evangelist Marilyn. I thank God for all you guys. I don't want to point out nobody, but I do appreciate y'all. And if nothing else, we'll see y'all on tomorrow. Tomorrow is what? Wednesday? That'd be hump day.